The sound of that lock clicking shut. There's nothing quite like it, is there? I know, you've heard it so many times before. Locking yourself up, trying to endure the frustration and denial all by yourself. It's not quite the same, is it? When I take the key, it changes everything. I know, you worry. You think, maybe I'm just doing this for you, fulfilling your fantasy. Well, maybe it did start that way, but it isn't like that anymore, is it? When I click that lock shut, it sends shivers through my whole body. I know that you're mine, not just your cock. That little cage does so much more, doesn't it? Holding your key is a rush for me. Locking you up isn't just about the cage or the key or the cock or even your body. This little key is the key to so much more. Your mind, your desires, your very soul. Isn't it, baby? And now we have the perfect cage for you. Remember how much fun we had taking all of those measurements, getting you fitted with your own custom cage, waiting all those weeks for it to arrive. The anticipation was delicious. And when it arrived, remember how I made you wait? Remember how I sat it on the nightstand on the side of your bed? No touching until I say, just like with your cock. It was the last thing you saw before you drifted off to sleep. I wanted it in your thoughts, in your mind, in your dreams. Remember when I had you stand in front of me, naked? When I slid the ring over your cock and gently pulled your balls through? It would have been easier to let you do it yourself, but I wanted you to feel my hands doing it to you. I wanted you to know that it was me locking you up. You've been doing it to yourself for far too long. Now it's my turn. I could see your cock starting to swell, just thinking about the cage. So I waited. I let your little erection subside just a little bit more before I slipped the cage on, adding just a bit of lube so it slid on effortlessly, lining up the pins and the lock, making sure not to pinch anything. I could see you growing in the cage, getting harder for me, or at least trying to. So I just wait, and I drank in the moment, sliding the lock in the cylinder, turning the key, and hearing that little click into place. Then I slowly pulled the key out and just smiled, holding it up and showing you. I could feel how wet I was, seeing you standing before me, naked and caged. Just made me want to sit quietly and watch you. I could see it in your eyes, your brain slowly starting to process the fact that the key was really in someone else's hands now. It wasn't just about being locked anymore. It was about giving that control to someone else, giving that control to me. Oh, and that cage, we both know the others were really just toys. With enough effort and work, you could always figure out a way to just get enough sensation to push yourself over the edge or even get out. You admitted as much, but no more. No, no, sweetie, not in this cage. Nothing would work. No pleasure, no orgasms, no cheating. I love looking into your eyes and just seeing that small little twinge of fear, you knowing that it's no longer a game, at least not the same game that it had always been for you. I can see that hint of desperation. It's starting already. I can see you starting to squirm and adjusting the cage a bit with your hand, starting to have an effect already, and I love that. What I like about you, we've made a very simple agreement. You will stay locked for as long as I like. You told me so many dangerous things. Please make me regret it. Do you remember? Well, I intend to. It doesn't really start for me until I truly want it off, you said. Remember? So for now, well, this isn't even just chastity, is it? Now it's the fun part, the playful part. Now when I run my hands over your cage and tease you, it just feels so good, doesn't it? Squirming at my touch. I love it. You can't pull away because it just feels so good. I can see your cock, my cock, swelling in the cage, and I know it must hurt a little, but it's the good kind of hurt, isn't it? You moaning and twisting as I tease you. Your voice changing, your eyes starting to reveal your inner world, frustration, arousal. You want me to keep teasing you, and oh, I will. I will until you're leaking your messy pre-cum from the tip of your cage. Then I can just wipe it off your cage and lower my pants and panties. And I can rub that pre-cum right on my clit. It's like your cock is just crying for me. And I want to use those tears to make myself get off. I like your cock feeding me its tears. It's what I like about you, sweetie. And when we go to bed, I'll sleep naked. You can watch me undress and slip into bed under the covers. You can reach out to touch me, and I'll just whisper into your ear, not tonight. I'll be naked and next to you, so close you can feel my body heat. So close, but so far away. Then I'll just turn out the lights and give you a kiss on the cheek. Don't worry if a few minutes later you hear that gentle buzzing from my side of the bed, slowly growing louder. I'm just using my favorite vibrator on my pussy, letting it slowly build all of those delicious sensations inside of me. And I can just close my eyes and think of you beside me, listening to me pleasure myself and knowing that you can't. How it must be feeling really gets me off. And then listening to you move, squirming, moaning and groaning as my breathing gets more intense and I press the vibrator harder on my clit. Imagining what it must feel like to you, feeling me shake as the feeling builds, as I start to come, as I'm breathless and moaning, as wave after wave of pleasure just washes over me, just pressing the vibrator against my wet pussy, even longer than usual, pushing past that feeling of being overwhelmed by sensation until I just explode with the most intense orgasm I've ever felt. You see, I come that hard because you can't. I can't tell if you're crying or not, but I can imagine you are, and that makes my whole body contract with even more waves of pleasure. And then I'll just turn off the vibrator and just lie there in the dark trying to catch my breath, listening to you, oh, crying, definitely crying, sobbing, really? Oh, baby. You're going to make me smile. That's the sound I should fall asleep to. You're sobbing. It's what I like about you. And then when I wake up in the morning, you'll already be up, won't you? Making me coffee and breakfast and serving it to me in bed. I'll bet you had a rough night. You barely slept. I thought you telling me that would bother me more than it did. But when it happened, well, I just nodded and smiled. I didn't have to say another word, but I did notice that you were more attentive, asking if my coffee was hot. Do I like my breakfast? Oh, and you really seem to care. After I finished eating, I could just pull the covers off and open my legs. Tell you it's time for your breakfast, that you should come join me. Oh, but looking down at your locked cock, and knowing that you know that we won't be fucking. And I can see it again in your eyes, that desperation, that frustration, without even asking, just burying your head between my legs and licking me. It won't take long for me to orgasm. It feels different for me now. I feel powerful. I feel in control. I like you looking desperate and obedient. It's what I like about you. And after you please me, you can stumble with your words just a little bit. I wonder if you'll finally have the nerve to ask me if you can take your cage off just for a little bit, just to feel something in your cock. Baby, not for a long time. You know that. I can tell this is going to be a different experience for you. Not exactly what you expected. All those feelings surfacing, the frustration and desperation starting to grow and be amplified because, well, now there's no safety valve. There's no exit route, is there? There's no way to free your cock without the key, and you know that I'm not giving it back to you anytime soon. I can tell this is going to be a challenge for you, maybe more than you ever imagined. So just lay down on your back and you can put your hands over your head and I'll just gently open your legs just a little bit, just leaning down and wrapping my lips around your cage. Oh, sucking on it gently. I know you can't feel a thing, but you can watch and imagine, can't you? I love how it feels in my mouth, how I can feel it warming up as I suck on it. I can just kiss it playfully, run my fingers over the cage, knowing that you can't feel any of it. Oh, I can tell that you're responding, or at least trying to. Poor little guy, trying to get hard for me, but there's just no room in that little cage, is there? Poor baby. It must be aching so much, but you're aching. Well, that's what I like about you. From now on, no matter where you are or what you do, you'll feel me. My control, my desire, my authority over you. All day at work, you'll feel the cage. When you drive home, when you go to the gym, when you're out with friends or doing our shopping and household chores, you're going to feel my control. And baby, I'm perfectly happy to masturbate and just have you lick my pussy. I don't need your cock to come. In fact, I come much harder when you're locked than when you're inside me. Imagine that. You're going to learn exactly how to worship and adore my pussy. I'm going to teach you how to please me with your lips, your mouth, your tongue for hours. You're going to be my pussy slave from now on, baby. You're already good at it, but you're going to get even better. How you worship my pussy. That is what I like about you. You can't escape. You can't come. You can't do anything. You can just look at me with those tears in your eyes and ask me how long. How long are you going to keep me locked? But I'm just going to tell you that I honestly don't know. I haven't decided. There's nothing you can say or do that's going to make me unlock you. In fact, if you don't do what I want, exactly as I want it, I might just even keep you locked even longer. Because deep down, I know that you want me to make you regret it. And it doesn't really start for you until you really, truly want it off. And that is what I like about you.